Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a totally different conversation? What do horses know that we have never considered before? Are you willing to find out? Welcome to Horses Talk, We Listen, where we explore a different kind of partnership between horses and people. Brought to you by the worldwide facilitators of Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider.
Welcome to the Horses Talk, We Listen, Blog Talk Radio show, relaunch party. That's quite a mouthful. My name's Amanda Holland, and my co-host today is the brilliant Simone Padua. And basically, we are enthusiasts and contributors to this amazing body of work called Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider. And today we have a number of facilitators of Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, which means they actually travel the world and they run this amazing two-day workshop based on the tools of Access Consciousness. And if you have listened to previous episodes of the radio show, you might know more, or you might be brand new like me and wanting to know everything. So our radio show took a little bit of a break, about 3 months. So this is our relaunch party. I guess saying welcome back to everybody. And I wonder what we can create today. So hi everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
So basically we wanted to open a conversation, like maybe rolling to the beginning. I mean, this show is called Horses Talk, We Listen. And one of the quotes that I love by Gary Douglas, who is the founder of Access Consciousness and Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, is everything I know, I learned from a horse. And it's one of those quotes that you can kind of choose to disregard, but if you look at it closer, there is a lot in there. So I was really hoping that today be able to have some stories, and someone's in the bedroom. Someone needs to go on mute. that we can have some great input and stories from our amazing facilitators who've had experiences actually listening, talking with, being with horses in, in life and with Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider. So, Simone, I've done all the talking. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Simone Padua, and I have been riding since I was a kid, and I love contributing to Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, partly because the horses that I ride have been like, hey, you. Go play with these people. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm really excited to hear whatever we talk about and the tools and stuff that people use. And yeah.
Awesome. Definitely. So I would like to invite, I mean, we've got so many. We've got Arlene, we've got Amina, we've got Kathy, we've got Tamara, we've got Connor, and we've got some amazing people online who've been doing this practice for a while. So I was wondering if someone would like to start off to invite. I mean, my question is really, I've come from a very non-involved horse background. I mean, I did have a horse for a little while when I was a teenager, and I really had no clue what I was doing. So when we're talking about actually listening to horses or listening to them communicate with us, like, what is that? What do they even contribute? I mean, is that even real? How do we actually even start? And I would love some input from that. Amina, you're off mute. Are you available to contribute?
I guess so. Our animals are always communicating with us, I guess. Horses speak, they don't speak English. They speak energetically. And they are talking to us all the time. They telepathically are communicating with you all the time. And sometimes we're just not aware of how that's showing up or what that looks like. Or we get lots of people in class going, I don't know. You ask a question and it's like, you do know. We know. It's are you aware of it or not? So energetically, and that's part of what Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider does, is it opens you up energetically and shows you what you know. You already know this stuff.
So for you, Armina, like what sort of started you tap? Is this something you always could do or is something you always had a sense of? Or
For me, I grew up on horses. Like I've been on a horse before I could walk. My parents threw me in a backpack and like one of the kids' backpack things that they haul your kids around in. And I was on a horse going overnight with my parents. And it was just, and it was somewhere that I enjoyed being, was with my horses and going for week-long trail rides with my parents. Like, how lucky am I to have chosen parents like that, oh, you want to just, during our summer holidays, that's what I did. I rode my horse to the lake for the whole day and went swimming. And we grew up riding Shetland ponies, and they're not always the kindest.
No.
They'd rather have you on the ground. And the only time they ever galloped was going home. So we would like kick and kick to get them as far away from home as possible and then be able to run as fast as we could to go home. And that was always the funnest part.
You're on mute there, Arlene. Or for some reason, we can't hear you.
No, I think it was probably because I was talking. We were overlapping.
No, she's...
There you go. Yeah, no,
we're listening, but we can't hear her.
So I can hear her. In the office next door.
Okay, Kathy.
I think very much as Armenia said, is it's not something that you're aware of when you're growing up. You know, you just love being around horses. You love, you know, spending time with horses. That's just what you did. It's a part of your lifestyle. And, you know, you don't think that you're anything special. You just because you're around horses. And I think as for me, it wasn't until I went to a Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider clinic that I went, oh, now I get what all of this was. Now I understand why things are different. I now understand why I wanted to do things different, because energetically I was communicating with a horse and I didn't even know it.
Right.
So, you know, for anybody who loves horses or, you know, likes to see them, everybody has the ability to be able to speak to horses energetically. And coming to a clinic just gives you that, the tools to be able to do it. And how cool is that, that you can use those tools not only with working with horses, but every other part of your life.
Cool.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
It's the relationship that I have with my animals.
That's cool.
I loved being around them. Now it's just like having that extra communication and that ability. It's changed everything.
Cool.
I think for one thing that you guys said at the beginning about listening to horses, one thing that I realized through the years, and I was very much like the other ladies, I've been on horses all my life and competed. Like when I was 3 years old, I started to compete. But was, I think when you get around horses for different people, there's either some fear that comes up or we get in our head. And one of the things I realized with myself when I started to compete more, and I was competing more in, throughout Canada and the United States and that, was the more I was in a competition mode, the more I was I actually shut off that telepathic communication I had with the horse. It wasn't shut off, I was in my head. So the more I was in my head, the less I actually could hear what the horse was like communicating to me. Like, as been said, the horses never stop communicating energetically. It's actually us that actually stops receiving from the horse. So for me, that was a huge going, wow, okay. It was a big aha because I realized how many times I was disconnected. And now it's just having the tools to be more aware of that. It's just like a totally different dynamic I have with it, with animals in general. Because the tools we talk about in Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, it's just not just with horses. It's one thing about horses is that usually around horses, there's cats and there's dogs and there's chickens and all sorts of things. So when we do a class, you suddenly see that a lot of animals come out of the woodwork to come play with you, and you'll have the cats hanging around your feet or the dogs poking through, or the, you know, the goats wanting to walk over, right?
Paris and ours show up in the Alaska one.
What showed up there?
A parrot.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
He wanted his name changed, so he brought himself to class.
I love what you just said, is it happens a lot, is actually one of the things when you listen to the animal, the horse, they'll tell you if they like their name. And so just like what you just said with the parrot, is that lots of times the animal, the horse doesn't like their name, and you can kind of tap into the name that the horse wants to be called, or they'll tell you based on some of the behavior that, or not behavior, but some of what they start to show you, all of a sudden a name will pop in your head and you'll ask the animal or the horse. And like we had an example where this horse was totally, didn't have the right name. And what, and once we kind of worked with the horse, that horse grew 2 inches, and all of a sudden we actually started to call this horse Sir, and he wanted to be called Sir. And we all have this kind of flashback that this horse must have been like maybe another lifetime's royalty horse that helped, you know, actually held kings and, you know, queen, like actually was like the top of the fleet sort of thing, if you want to say it, or the herd.
Like a regal.
Yes, very. Thank you. That's the word.
So I'm curious with, like, because it's Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, like, what have you found with people that are riders that, how has it changed for them? Because I know it can be applied to like all walks of life, these tools, and it's amazing. And I'm also really curious as a rider, like what changes for people? Like, what have you noticed in your clinics or talking to people? Or
it is so cool. You have people that have been riding all their life, and they get on the horse and they start using these tools and start doing that. Like something as simple as the energy pull and then riding in your horse's zone, they're like, it just is like layers of just peace come over them. Like, holy smokes. And I'm like, is it different? And they're like, ah! It is so different riding in your horse's zone and pulling energy and receiving from your horse. It's magic. And it's something that's been there the whole time. So it's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
One thing I just is so different about this conversation is that it's really, you're talking about like horses that want to change their names, that have particular like things they desire to have in their lives. And that's a really different approach. I mean, when I was growing up and learning horse riding, it had nothing to do with the point of view or an opinion or a desire or something that they actually wanted that was different. We were just like putting all this on them. So this really is talking about a really different kind of relationship. So I'm wondering, how would you start? Because, I'm actually, yeah, I'm really interested in, like, if, say I'm coming to a class and I have no idea, and I have this idea that animals are just animals, they don't have a point of view. How would I even start to, like, open up to that or do something with that? Maybe is there a facilitator on here who may have had a similar experience or has had someone in their class who is very much coming from that angle?
Well, I think for me, the biggest thing is that for anybody new that is coming, the cool part about it is that horses and animals have no judgment. Yet we have an incredible amount of judgment as humans about ourselves, how we're going to interact. So if you're just a first-time participant thinking about coming or wanting to come, just step back and listen to all that conversation going on in your head. You want to do it, but what is the conversation? Oh, I don't know enough. I'm really stupid. I've never been around horses. So all of that is all that judgment that you bring up. The cool part about when you actually get to class is that horses don't have judgment. So to be in that environment where there is no judgment gives you a whole different point of view about how you can interact in your own life and interact with other people, because there isn't too many places that we have where there's no point of view, or if there isn't judgment being thrown at you, whether it's yourself or somebody else or the media. So that's probably the most incredible thing about a conscious horse, conscious rider, is the no judgment from the horses and interaction. So anything that you have going on, that's your own judgment with yourself. So that's the great thing about the conscious horse, conscious rider, is being able to come through and say, wow, this is what it feels like not to have judgment thrown at me.
Oh, wow. And that's so different, for people from the, you know, I guess the quote unquote horse world as well, because that is steeped in a lot of judgment and rights and wrongs and what you should and shouldn't do and be with a horse. So, I mean, for horse people or not horse people, people who have had a lot of experience with animals and people who have shied away from animals their entire life, that is a massive point of difference.
So I think what brings that, makes me think about that, is sometimes we have these point of views and they're not even ours, meaning like we might have even had parents that had a fear, like our mom could have had a fear of a horse, and we've never maybe asked what, like, where is this coming from? Who knows? Our mom could have had, you know, been, you know, rode a horse when she was young and got hurt or something like that. And so everything that your parents were is like, oh, you don't go near those, you know, be careful around those horses, don't go near them, they like kick and stuff like that. And so suddenly we're like, whoa, we have this, you know, this point of view about an animal or how they're going to act or how we're going to act with them. And we suddenly realize it's not even, that doesn't even belong to us, it has nothing to do with it. But all I would say is if you have this pull to come be around the horse, chances are there's something there to explore and something that you're aware of that maybe you haven't actually vocalized to yourself or you actually, and what a greater place to do is, you know, this is what one of the great things about the Conscious Horse Conscious Ride. There's no prerequisites. All you have to do is if you have an interest to be around a horse, you want to be around a horse, or even if you're a competitor, you know, whether you ride Western or English or, you know, you're into racing, doesn't matter. There's something there for everybody.
It's always funny because if somebody asks, what is the Conscious Horse Conscious Rider Clinic about? It's just like, I'm sure the other facilitators on here go, like, we just draw blanks because so much shows up in class. What is Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider about? It's about everything. It's about everything, receiving everything. It's about your animals. It's about you. It's pretty phenomenal. And plus, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, is kind of into horses, if it, anybody else has noticed. There's something to do with them. So if you want to know you, check out the horses. And there's every single tool that we use in this clinic is simple, easy. Sometimes it's almost too easy. It trips people up.
So I love listening to your stories, and they just make me want to go to all the classes when I hear your stories. So I'd love to hear more. I know, Arlene, you talked about that horse growing in stature. What are some of because I know there's processes where you can put your hands on the horse and actually facilitate a change, whether it's health or maybe it's a confirmation thing, or I'd love to hear some of those stories, and just because I know that's such a big thing for horse owners, like when their horse gets sick, it's like their kid getting sick, you know?
Yeah. We've watched horses' bodies changed in minutes, overnight. It's amazing. And you're working energetically with them, so it changes. You're changing them energetically.
That's very cool.
And the owners kind of change too a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I think some of the things that I've seen, okay, so when you said the owners change, one of the things is that we see a behavior, so you talked about wellness, or there's lots of things that when you have a conversation with a horse person, they'll go, well, my horse, structurally, there's, whether it's their canter, their gait, there's something off there based on the owner's point of view, or it could be a behavior, my horse is biting, or nipping at somebody and that sort of thing. Well, what I found is just talking sometimes to the owner. So we've done two things where we've had the owner there with their horse, and they actually will communicate what's going on with the horse. So the projection that we have on the animal, just doing what we use, verbal processing, one of the tools we use in Access Consciousness, asking questions to the owner about the situation and clearing, as we clear the energy. So as you ask a question, the energy comes up about the horse, telling the story, the owner telling the horse of the story. It'd be nice to hear the horse's story of the owner, but that we haven't heard that one yet, but we'll see, maybe.
The horses don't lie. They'll tell you the truth.
That's right. When the owner tells the story, you can actually, that brings up an energy, and then we clear it. And just by having a conversation, that can have a dramatic impact on the horse, and the horse's behavior suddenly changes. Or we can work with the owner related to the horse, or we can work directly on the horse themselves with different body processes. And like we were saying, the structural, we were working with a whole bunch of brood mares that are just basically, bred, just used for breeding. And where we literally, like we said, it can happen quick. We had results like the whole back end suddenly shifted, where she knew she had an opportunity to have a new job, that her job wasn't just to breed, because she had been retired broodmare. And so working with her structure, we were able to give her that option to choose something different. And all of a sudden her whole body changed. Then through, you get a manual through the class, and through it you have different types of processes where you can, say we have this one process around the immune system. So when the horse is out in the field or at a competition, chances are there could be something that the horse maybe catches, something that affects the immune system, or there's something in the feed. Those, we go through those processes that you can take away, and right, you can tune into what your animal needs, and it doesn't have just relate to horses. It can relate to any animal. Plus, these are the same similar processes we use on our own body. And you can literally see some changes. So that just kind of gave, I didn't say specific. I don't know. There are some other facilitators on. I don't know if anybody else, other than a few of us that keep jumping in, want to chime in. It'd be great to hear everybody.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's anybody on, because there's some people on here that aren't facilitators. Do you guys have any questions that you'd like to ask the Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider facilitators that we have on here. I mean, I always have lots of questions. Nobody has questions, but I'd love to hear if you have something.
Okay.
And if you, if you're talking and you're feeling like we're ignoring you, it's probably because you're on mute. So just check that. Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got one about bone density if nobody has a question. So bone density. So this is when you're talking about structural stuff. One of the conversations I had with the guy that I hacked out with this morning was like, we were talking about horses that would love to do a certain job. Let's say they would love to event, or they'd love to jump, or they'd love to do a sport that is fairly intense. And their owner or whoever has them is worried about letting them compete to that degree because they're worried about the structure of the horse and whether the structure of the horse can handle it. And I'm just curious.
Did they ask the horse?
No, this guy is not somebody that would necessarily ask the horse.
You can ask the horse.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool because we're working with energy, right? So we've worked on horses that are like 500 kilometers away. We've brought them into the classes. Well, the parrot came in energetically to the class. That's the cool thing. You can leave your horse at home and still bring them there. So. You can ask him, Simone.
Cool, I will.
And sometimes it's just an interesting point of view. Like, horse owners usually put so much value and just a big value on what their vets tell them. And really, what is true? Like, is it true? Is it really laminitis? Is it really arthritis that's showing up in your horse? Or is it something else?
Cool.
Well, and the other thing that happens, and, you know, we talked a little bit about judgment. It is really the judgment of the horse owner against the horse. Maybe the horse is able to do much more than what the horse owner believes. You know, we worked with this one mare who was a brood mare for 15 years. Every year, that's exactly what she did, was produce a baby. And her whole body changed to accommodate that. And after working on her, it changed. She straightened up, her legs straightened out. She was no longer, tight in the back end. All of her muscles underneath started to relax. I mean, she actually physically changed her whole back end after we worked on her. So, and we had no point of view. But the owner had an incredible point of view about what this horse was capable of. So, again, very much as what was just said, have you asked the horse? What does the horse want? Can the horse do it? They're pretty vocal if you want to listen to them.
This is true. Hey, Connor, we can see you.
Hey. Thanks for waiting for me. I had like F-22 fighter jets doing circles over me, and I thought for sure I could just step outside, but not the case. I love the conversation, though. I actually had last weekend a Conscious Horse Conscious Rider taster in Melbourne, or outside of Melbourne, rather. And on the lines of what you guys are talking about, I love working in a manner of like people that are either horse people or not horse people, but anybody, you can use sort of the relationship, if you want to call it that, to change the way people function, in that so many people are in the conclusion. You guys are talking about like not being in conclusion as to how things have to be and this is how it's got to go and so on and so forth. Like I had a girl in my class she brought her horses not knowing any clue what the heck was going on. And was just like, well, this bigger horse that I love, I've got to get rid of him because I don't have the money. And I was like, well, what if that wasn't the case? Right? Like, not so many people haven't even learned the question, what else is possible? to actually, and then to even ask the horse to contribute to her financially. And she's just like, what? You know? But at the same time go, okay, but what if that's possible? Is that something you're willing to allow? Is that something you'd allow show up? She's like, sure, that's easy. I'm like, okay, cool. And even, and as you guys were talking about before with the body processes, I just had, because I could kind of tell with her, like, I couldn't, giving her a regular body process, she's kind of like, what? Like, a specific one. So instead, I'm just like, okay, put your hands on your horse, your favorite horse, and ask her body to take whatever she requires from your body, and ask your body to give whatever her body asks for your body to give. And she goes, oh, okay. And it was just like, you could see the, you could perceive the shift in energy go from, oh, okay, that's easy. And then the horse is like, oh, okay, now I'm relaxed. And I'm just like, okay, now you can do that every time you're riding. So really, and it's really fun to see at least the horse people go, okay, that's something I can do, you know, and even be like, well, I don't know if this is going to work, because that's how I was when I first started access, was like, okay, but that's easy enough. I'll just ask and see what happens. So I really love watching people get out of the conclusion of the way they think things have to go, which in the name of Conscious Horse and Conscious Rider gets you to be a better rider.
Mm-hmm. And actually start receiving from their horses. Like, you could be a horse person for years and not know that, that your horses are gifting to you all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love where this conversation is going, guys. So, like, just talking about the contribution that horses are willing to be. Like, if you ask your horse, you know, is it willing to actually create money? Is it willing to contribute to you and your life? And one of the things I know that Gary Douglas says a lot is, you know, horses are our helpmates. We couldn't have got to where we are today. We couldn't have, you know, colonized or recolonized or traveled, you know, created basically the world we have today without the help of horses. They've done so much for us. So I'd love to talk, you know, explore that even more. Like, what are horses capable of contributing? What do they desire to contribute? What, you know, what questions can we ask to connect with that more?
Thank you, Amanda. That's really great. Personally, what I've I think we've talked about before, like, I'm someone that came to horses and hung out with horses sort of because of the access consciousness. And I mean, I hung out with animals a lot prior to that, but really that's what I see the difference in horses being from most other animals, is they're the, all other animals are willing to like receive from you and everything, but horses are really there to go, like, when you ask, they're like, okay, I'm here. Not, maybe not every horse, but at least them, more so than any other animal, they're willing to be like, everybody says dog is man's best friend. I really feel more like man is a dog's best friend when the man's being kind, but that's another topic in and of itself. But really so much that horses are there, if we're willing to receive it, to be of assistance to us as much as they can. Like, they're just there. And far more so than other animals, any other animal I've seen. So yeah, exactly like you said, what questions can we ask?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and back to the subject of like receiving money from them, it's like my sister, who has never been an animal person, bought a horse on a whim. Like, somebody else's horse was like, okay, I'll buy it. And she's like, I have no way of being able to tell anyone or explaining it, but I can just tell how much, I think she's got to pay, you know, a couple hundred a month for him or something to take care of him. And she's like, he is contributing so much more than that to my life. So for all the horse people out there, I would say, if you hear this, like, I know your horses are expensive, but would you be willing to ask them to contribute financially to you and everything that doesn't allow? Are you sure not great at all? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpuck, all nine shorts, boys and guns. And I say that mostly because that might be one area where people are actually willing to ask the question, because like, I'll lose my horse if I don't have money. Okay. but if I ask my horse to contribute money, maybe that will work. All right. So if you want to keep your horses, ask them.
Awesome. Thank you. I just love how we have just a totally different way of coming in, working with, being with horses, with Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, and with this radio show. Like, I'm really looking forward to actually having more of you guys on the show to actually break down and talk about these things that we might never have considered, that we could actually be with horses, that we could create with horses, that horses can contribute, that we can contribute to horses. It's a huge universe of something that's not really talked about. So very, very excited. One thing I did also want to ask about, which, oh my goodness, it went out of my brain. I know it was about energetic contribution. But it's gone. Who wants to contribute? Who got my question? Who stole it out of my brain? Where'd it go?
Can you hear me, Amanda?
Yes, yes. Tamara, hello.
Hi. hey, I didn't get your question, but I wanted to say just a couple things here. There's just in the 35 minutes that we've been on this call, every topic can be dug into so much deeper. I mean, there's so many things that can be said. I mean, I know that something Armina said about the vets I wanted to touch on, and then I think it was Arlene, the body processes. I have a specific story about ailments. Ailments seem to be one of my loves, because so much in the traditional world stuff happens with horses, and I had overcome founder with my horse about 3 years ago. Oh. So one of the biggest things with Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, which Access is founded on, or its primary tool, is asking questions. And I think the thing that helped us get through it, and now we're thriving, we're doing distance riding and all kinds of stuff, is simply asking your horse a question, like down to body. Do you want to be here? Do you want to leave? Supplements? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But my point is, with ailments or any type of, even with people, obviously, but asking the horse a question, like you said, Armina, they know, and they will tell you if you're willing to ask.
And is it theirs?
Oh, yeah. Tons of questions.
Well, and I wonder, too, like, does anybody have any stories? Like, I remember this one woman that I worked with who, this was years ago, her horse had all kinds of things going on, and it wasn't till, you know, a year later that we found out that she was the one that was really sick, and her horse was like, hello, hello, listen. Do you guys have any stories about that? Or
lots of times horses are healers, and like people are healers, horses can also be healers. So if you don't acknowledge your horse as a healer, it's an interesting relationship. And lots of times the owners are also healers that aren't acknowledging their potency. And also, I've found owners use their animals to limit their own capacities, so they can have, like, if they have this huge capacity with animals, but they've got this dirty little secret in the barn that their animal is suffering from arthritis. Like, they are stopping themselves from actually choosing it. And it's interesting. We're cute.
That we are.
I was thinking about this one, this two different scenarios. One was this couple had, we're talking about their horse and the behavior issues that suddenly come up. And it wasn't until we actually were willing to talk about her having cancer, the wife, that we actually realized exactly what we was just talking about, was how the horse was trying to get them to talk about it and was very agitated that they were trying to keep it the dirty little secret and, you know, sort of keep it out of the conversation because they hadn't really told anybody else. It was just between themselves. And the horse, when they kind of tracked back when the horse's behavior started, was actually when she found out from her doctor. So the horse perceived this. And once they started to have the conversation, and we brought that in, up around, you know, cancer and asking the wife what she was dying to get out of and processes we use in access and that, you could literally feel like the horse take a big sigh and just like totally relax. So that was one situation there. The other one was where the horse was, they had all this projection on the horse, and it actually the couple, one of this couple, the husband actually wanted a divorce. And this conversation wasn't brought up yet between them. And the horse perceived the relationship between the two of them. It was a gelding. And it started to act up. And we kept, like, we were kind of, as we were asking questions, we were asking all sorts of questions. Well, could it be this? Like, and we were aware there was something off. And it wasn't until the husband admitted that he was actually wanting to divorce. And then the horse actually, again, it was just like this big sigh. So what tends to kind of happen is like you don't want to never take the role of being counselor, but asking the question brings up these energies that we're all aware they're there, but whether we're willing to actually talk to them or actually start to work on clearing them, all animals are very aware of these energies going on. So.
Yeah, that reminds me about a young girl that we had at one of our clinics, and she really wanted to be a horse person, cleaning the barns, always doing everything, and she did have a horse. Her parents bought her a horse, but she didn't want to partake in competition. I think he was a team roper, and he wanted her to be a team roper with him, and the pressure of the whole everything about her not wanting to be a team roper. So the horse stepped in and she couldn't ride the horse. She kept getting bucked off. The horse kept running, escaping from the barn, from the corral. I mean, everything. And finally the mom stepped in and said, you know, I can't have my daughter hurt. This horse is going to hurt her. So therefore she can't compete in this competition with you. And so the daughter was just tickled pink because she didn't have to say anything. So it's amazing. And I mean, that was not even something that we went down the road thinking, because the daughter was horse crazy. So for her to, you know, not want, and she talked about loving roping with her dad and everything. So the horse stepping in and helping change the situation, amazing. So again, just being able to listen. And that's the cool part about, you know, horses is just you really learn how to just be and listen. And it's a cool experience.
It's super cool.
Lots of times I feel like I'm facilitating the people to become more horses, more like horses.
Going to say, Armina, because most people in society with horses, or especially in traditional horsemanship, I mean, that's a big deal, just being with and listening to. I mean, it seems so simple to us that have been doing it and in access, but that's a, it creates so much.
The thing that comes up for that is horses actually teach you also how to be received from the land. That is one of the body processes we do with horses, restoration of communion. But it's actually pulling the energy up from the land through the horse, through the body, you know. But one of the things that I never realized was how connected I was to the land, to the earth, through my horse. And now it's being able to actually receive not only from your horse, but being able to receive from the land. And the land wants to, the land is always gifting. The land doesn't, like, as animals are always gifting, they don't turn it off. It's like, oh no, you're kind of being a grump today, so I'm not gifting to you. Like, that's not how the, you know, thank God, planet.
It's not like Santa Claus.
It doesn't work that way. So that's a huge thing. Like, when you start to tap into that energy, and, you know, where can you receive through your animal, through the land, and how much does the both of them want to gift to you? Whew. A lot.
Yeah.
And everything that is. Times a gazillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, point, black, all nine church boys. Yeah. Right, Tamara, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to add to that, the conversation and the way that your animals act with you when they see and acknowledge, or they finally, or you, for me, my horse acted extremely different when he's like, whoa, wait a second, you're listening? You can hear me? You can, like, it's a totally different.
You're going to ask me a question?
Yeah, it's.
Why do I have stuff to tell you?
Well, I find it really interesting. I've been riding at riding stables for probably the last 6 years or so. So I haven't had my own horse for a while. But the horses that I spend time with, and I guess this is the being you changing the world kind of thing. I think there's a guy that wrote a book on it. They change. Like, I notice the other horses that I haven't ridden that are not as present. I've noticed some of them, and there's this, it's almost like they sort of, as you say, they wake up and they're like, oh, you listen to me. Oh. It's very cool.
That's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And the other thing that, what just made, when you said that, Simone, made me think about the horse may not be present with you. One thing that I think I can probably say for all the facilitators on here, or anybody really, is that as you're working with horses, horses are very susceptible to entities and potentially demons. And so the horse can possibly not be with you because they have some other company in there with yeah. them. And Kathy and I both had many, many experiences, not only clearing the animal of entities, but clearing the stables and the arena, and also, like, the surrounding environments, you know, especially if you're, like, we were working with at this one arena with the father. His baby was this whole business, because he turned it into a business, and he passed away, and it was left to the wife and the daughter, who the daughter was very passionate and always actually contributed to the business, but she just did the riding. Like, she would teach the riding component. And now to make it a business fell on her shoulders. And she was telling us about all sorts of interesting scenarios that was going on with their land, they would have boarders say they're coming, and all of a sudden they'd come and they'd cancel and you know, for whatever reason, wouldn't show up to actually fulfill their contract, or they had people there that, what we found while we were there is, and we actually camped, so we could hear the horses at nighttime. A lot of the animals, yeah, and the weird weather too, like, seriously, we had like thunder and like lightning strikes near the barn, like, it was crazy. And the horses were actually, many of them actually got out of, did everything they could to get out of the stables at nighttime or during the day. Long, what it was is that the father's energy hadn't left the property, and he was still kind of, and the horses perceived that. And we were able to tap into that energy and clear it and clear all the, and the change in the animals, it was phenomenal. Like, literally, like, we had the one horse, there was a mirror on the wall, and he went up after we did the clearing. He looked in the mirror and he shook his head, and he looked back in the mirror and he shook his head again, and he looked again, and then he looked back at us, and it was like he saw himself for the first time. Aww. It was just priceless. So things like that can show up too.
Well, and I think it's so interesting too, like, it can come in so many different forms. Like, you know, like, it could be something that's inhabiting the area, or the horse's body, or it could be somebody, like, this happened to me a few weeks back, where this the horse and his owner from years back were still very connected. And there was some like oath or something that held them together. And once that all sort of unwound, then he could be himself. He was happier. He didn't make grumpy faces at you anymore, you know?
Yeah. So many people make oaths and contracts with their animals and previous, and they usually come back together or live a lifetime together, whether one of them have a body or not.
Oh, wow.
And as a horse owner, sometimes you even know that. Like, even if you're not aware of all the energies or the entities or whatever is around, you know, as a horse owner, you go, okay, something's not right. This just isn't working between us. You know, we've tried and tried and tried. So, you know, on some level, you know what's going on. What's great about going to a Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider clinic is that you get the tools to figure out what are those subtleties that are going on that you're not aware of, and how can you become more aware of?
Yeah, and last year I did a class with Hannah here in South Africa, and we were working with some horses, and then the owner said she was going to go down and get her mare from one of the bottom paddocks. And we were like kind of all standing around chatting, and then after a while we realized she hadn't come back. So we walked down, she said, you know what, this horse just wanted to let me catch her. And we went down to the paddock, and the mare wanted to let us know that there were some entities and stuff hanging out next door, because the people next door were having big parties and smoking weed and all kinds of things. So it was really cool that the horse actually called us down to the paddock to help. You know, she wanted some help with her paddock and wanted it all cleared. So that was really cool.
That's cool.
Awesome stories. It's and what I'm really getting as we have this conversation and these amazing stories, thank you so much for sharing, everyone, is that no matter what is showing up, there is always information, there is always tools, there's always questions, there's always a way to actually change something, even if it seems impossible. You just have to maybe be willing to kind of be a little bit weird, kind of be a bit... But that's the thing about, you know, that's the thing about horses. Like, you know, we were saying earlier, they don't have a judgment. They're willing to see what is. So they're willing to show you what's going on, whether you think it's, you know, right, wrong, good, bad, weird, proper, impossible. That doesn't really come into a horse's universe. It's just like, hey, this is what's going on. I, you know, you ask me a question, you want to help me or what?
that's the thing with the clinic, is it, like, we... don't take away what you have. Like, you might have natural horsemanship, you might have pirellis, you might have all of this background information. And the cool thing with Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, we're adding more tools into your tool belt. We're not taking anything away from you. We're actually creating more and expanding what you know farther.
Yeah, we're definitely like empowering you to know what you already know. And when, as you were talking, I was thinking about, it's not even just you and the horse, it's also your body. So, like, we're giving you tools to actually talk to your own body about, could be something if you're, like, competing, or if you're, like, on a trail ride and, your body's sore. Like, what can you do to kind of, like, talk to your own body so that you can have more ease, especially if you're on a trail ride and you have like 8 more hours to go and your body's hurting. Like, what are some of the cool tools you can use to bring more ease so that you actually enjoy the trail ride versus suffering for the next 8 hours?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sure a lot of people would actually appreciate that. Not just when riding horses, like walking up a hill or...
Right, like going hiking or, you know, going, you're skiing down the hill and you hit a tree or something. Body, what else can we choose here? One of the things that keeps popping that, you know, sometimes as you have these conversations, you hear like the horses actually talking to you and wanting to, and they are included in this conversation. And one of the things I keep hearing them say, what about the ones of us that actually want new owners? Like, and that's what's cool when you actually ask questions to the horse. And And this takes a lot of the owner, because we do have a lot of points of view about us owning the animal, is asking if you're not jiving with your horse and you've done everything, you've hired the trainers, or, you know, you spent all this money on feed and supplements and all, is asking the horse, like, truth, do you even want to be, do you want me to be your owner? Do you want to be owned by me? And it's interesting that there's a lot of horses that would like different owners. So just being open to that.
Yeah, they're not like a cat where they can just walk out and find a new one.
They might try, though.
Yeah, they might try, yeah.
Yeah. That's the question you should be asking.
If your horse keeps leaving your, if you find your fence is broken all the time and your horse is over at the next, the neighbor's, chances are they're choosing their new owner. Not always. They might have a friend over there that they want to hang out with. But
well, we're nearly at the end of the full hour. I would just love to thank all of you so much for coming on, the listeners, the facilitators, Simone, for making this happen,
yeah,
the technology, as well as just the enthusiasm side. So welcome to the relaunch of Horses Talk We Listen, and what an amazing conversation. I hope all the listeners out there who get to hear this pre-record really get a lot out of this, and I think we'll be pulling this apart over the months to come and really having some really in-depth conversations about this. Thank you for opening the doors to so many places. And thank you all the horses who are contributing to this conversation.
Ask your horse if you should take the Conscious Horse Conscious Rider Clinic.
Great question, Amina.
And all the ones that are coming up in the next couple months.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can go to their website to find out those classes that are coming up.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we have ConsciousHorseConsciousRider.com. We also have AccessConsciousness.com is being relaunched with a new a micro site for conscious horses. There's going to be some cool stuff on there. So please check it out.
And the other thing to remember is that maybe you're not sure about it. There's a lot of intro classes or taster classes to Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, too, that are happening around the world. So, and if you would like one to happen, all you have to do is connect with one of the facilitators and show your interest. And who knows, they can create with you, whether it's an intro class or a two-day class or whatever you're looking for.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And so we wonder what else we can invite you to. And is there anyone else who would like to say something, Simone, as we sign off?
I'm just so grateful for this conversation, and I'm so looking forward to the radio show and having all kinds of different people and facilitators on to talk about horses and everything else that relates, because as we've talked about today, there's so much.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for enjoying today's show. We look forward to being with you next time when Horses Talk and We Listen.